Meanwhile, we keep track of our president and the news there. And no one does a better job than that than Simon Owen, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. I know there's more news than just the president giving Vladimir Putin a pair of his own aviator sunglasses. But that may be the big story. I don't know. Simon, good morning.
Hey, morning, Paul. Yes, I've read about the aviator. And the first thing I wondered was, where on earth are those going to end up? Because I don't see President Putin sporting them in his summer retreat in Sochi over the coming months. I'm not sure that's the look he's going for. But yes, that was the gift that, one of the gifts that President Biden gave to President Putin. As for the broader talks yesterday, the Kremlin is this morning describing this meeting as positive. That is in line with what the two leaders said yesterday before they departed Geneva. And Russia has confirmed today that it does intend to send its ambassador back to Washington shortly. And that's one of the agreements the leaders reached. There hasn't been an American ambassador in Moscow for a few weeks. Hasn't been a Russian ambassador in Washington for several months as the relations between the countries deteriorated. But they have agreed to put that right and try and start to improve diplomatic relations there. Whether anything changes on trickier subjects, though, is, I think, very much remaining to be seen. Because President Biden gave a news conference after the summit. He says he raised in these talks Russian cyber attacks, Russian election meddling, a crackdown on dissent in Russia. But then President Putin gave his own news conference, and he refused to take responsibility for any of those issues. So divisions, particularly on cybersecurity and human rights, remain very clear.
But all in all, this is being talked about as a very positive meeting between the two leaders, right?
I mean, nothing seemed to go wrong. And they for one thing, they lasted just under 3 hours. And we've been told by officials on both sides that they were forecasting maybe 4 or 5 hours. So when you hear that suddenly the summit had wrapped up, seemingly on the early side or on the shorter side, the first question was, you know, has something gone wrong? Has there been a huge blow up and they've just decided this is hopeless? But actually, neither side said that was the case. President Biden said it was that, you know, these were very straightforward talks. He said it was basically a really efficient meeting. We talked about basic fundamental things, he said. And it came to the point that they seemingly felt like they'd covered all the bases, that the messages had been got across that either side wanted to say. And so they wrapped things up. I mean, President Biden said, and this is how he described it in his news conference, he said this was about letting Putin know where I stand, where I thought we could accomplish together, and what, if there were violations of American sovereignty, what we would do. And part of that seems to be focused on cyber attacks, which has really kind of climbed up the ladder in terms of serious issues between the US and Russia, because there have been some pretty alarming incidents affecting US interests in recent months. If you remember the Colonial pipeline that was taken out in a ransomware attack and all the queues at the gas stations, the lines at the gas stations that prompted, that is an attack that American officials suspect has some kind of connection to Russia, maybe came from Russia. And so President Biden talked about outlining maybe a list of areas where these two leaders could accept that attacks on these critical infrastructure are off limits. Well, President Putin was much vaguer in his response. And when he was asked about cyber attacks, he says, if you look at cyber attacks in Russia, they are all coming from the United States.
He said, if you look at the cyber attacks in Russia, they're all coming from the United States.
His point is that no country is immune from being targeted.
So don't tell us, don't say to us, you better stop doing this when you guys are doing it too, is basically what Putin said. Sounds like.
And I think you could look at the assessments of the different attacks that, you know, each country is the victim of cyber attacks, and Russia will not be immune from that. And maybe some of them do come from American soil. It's entirely possible. But there is a cyber attack that, you know, takes out something not very important, and there's a cyber attack that hits critical infrastructure, and they are in a kind of different league. But this is generally what Putin does. This was a sort of masterclass press conference, as far as he seems to enjoy these engagements with often Western reporters when you get a summit like this, and he will tussle back and forth, and it's what diplomacy monitors and experts often describe as whataboutism. So you ask him about something in Russia, something that Russian hackers have done, and he says, well, what about American hackers?
Right.
He was asked shutting down dissent in Russia and the opposition. He said, we don't want to have events like the U.S. saw at the Capitol in January.
Simon, I love the way I think that's a perfect way to describe when Putin faces the press. A masterclass press conference. Well put, Simon. Thank you so much for your help.
Thanks, Paul.
Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, Simon Owen.